Welcome back to Chiefs Live, brought to you by your Midwest Ford dealers. Josh Looney alongside Rob Alberina, the Buddha of all things media marketing, here with the Kansas City Chiefs. Rob, I teased our viewers earlier in the show about preseason games moving in-house, and I didn't exactly tell them what that means, just that 65 TPT was taking over our preseason broadcast of our four exhibition games. And why don't you tell us exactly what that entails?
It actually entails a lot of good things. The key to bringing preseason games in-house for us is now, like our shows, Hy-Vee Chiefs Insider, which you're a huge part of, Chiefs Kingdom, which we rolled out some pilots of last year, and Red and Gold, which people see every month here on kcchiefs.com. Now the games themselves will also have that bar of excellence that we feel we set with those shows, especially with Hy-Vee Chiefs Insider. Of course, Kingdom's going to air locally, 17 episodes this year, also on kcchiefs.com. Everything we do will also air on kcchiefs.com. But we are really stepping up our game. We now have 2 years ago we had one show. We are now going to have three. Two that are going to be on broadcast, and one Red and Gold, which will remain on the site. But now we're going to go into the live broadcast world. And basically, we're going to take that level of broadcasting, and we're going to put it into 3 hours of a game. So our hope, Josh, frankly, is that the viewers out there and the fans, they see no difference between a network game and what we're going to put on for our preseason games. Our preseason games are unbelievably important, and there's actually some pretty crazy stats. I'm a little bit of a nerd when it comes to stats, and I like to use them. But the fact of the matter is, like a game in Kansas City, for instance, let's pick any game, week one, week two, week three in the regular season. Those games garner like a 33 or a 34 rating. Our preseason games do almost the same exact numbers. The numbers are ridiculous. So the people are watching. The footprint is massive. We're talking about, you know, seven states that these things are going to. And those games are also going to be rebroadcast on the NFL Network. And the NFL Network touches about 160 million homes. The preseason game against Green Bay, for instance, Josh, that game will be simulcast live to 160 million homes while we're putting on the broadcast in the Kingdom's footprint. So it's a huge undertaking. Much like we've taken over the stadium, much like we've taken over the shows, we are now taking over our preseason games. Of course, Trent Green and Paul Burmeister are going to be calling the games. Some handsome guy named Josh Looney is going to be on the sidelines. And so, we feel like we have a recipe for success. This is something I've done in my past life, and we're bringing it here. But there's more to it.
There's more. Let me butt in for 1 second. I know the viewers will say, oh, that's all good and great. We're pumped. We love 65 TPT, what you guys do. How's it going to affect me? Well, it's not. You'll get the same footprint. Mm-hmm. If you were getting Chiefs preseason games in the past, you'll continue to get them. Our broadcast partners are the same. In Kansas City, you'll see the games on CBS, KCTV5. If you're in Wichita, you're going to see the station you've seen in Wichita.
That's
same
right.
Thing if you're in Joplin, if you're in Topeka. So the footprint's the same. The network
actually
structure.
we've actually expanded the footprint too.
So it's even bigger
by 50%. We're going to five other stations, and I don't exactly know what those footprints are. Contracts are being signed, but we're hoping to stretch as far as potentially Oak City. Certainly Joplin is 100% locked in now. There were some questions about that. So that ring is resonating even farther for the Kingdom.
All right, so it will affect your viewing experience, but not if you actually get the games or not. So that's more good news for this. All right,
that's
so
right.
Give us the tease here. I told our fans that there's a way that they can be part of this and not just come in and hang out with our crew, but actually, no, be part of the broadcast, be on camera, be on television, part of one of these preseason.
How about a serious part?
A serious part.
Here's the scoop. I've got a little cheat sheet here. Our production manager, Dana Witt, made sure that I have this so I get it straight, because this does not come out until next week. We're running a contest. The contest is called Rock the Mic. It starts July 16th, and it runs through August 15th. And very simply, we want you, a fan, a viewer, a budding journalist, somebody who, you know, an on-camera talent, we want you to be part of the broadcast. And very simply, what that means is we're looking for a sideline reporter, basically someone to kick you out of your job.
That's right. Find my replacement.
That's our goal.
If you do a good enough job, they might keep you on. Who knows?
Right. So what's going to happen is Josh is going to lead the charge for the Chiefs for the first 3.5 games.
Right.
We are looking for a sideline reporter for the fourth game. We would like to travel that person to beautiful Green Bay, to Lambeau Stadium with us. And you will work with the production team. You will work with Paul. You will work with Trent. You will work with me. And we are going.
You work with me.
You get to. And really,
unfortunately,
the amazing thing is our games, which I want to add to. I'm going to get back to this for a second, but our games are also being directed by Andy Goldberg, who is a CBS stud. And Ryan Galvin, who's a producer for ESPN, those are the guys who are going to be commanding this game in the truck. So this person who comes in will sign up at kcchiefs50.com and check on the Rock the Mic tab. It's very easy. I've seen it. I've done it. You create a link. Go get your cell phone. Go get your mom's video camera. Go get your sister's video camera. Go get whatever it is you have and do a legit. Well, it doesn't have to be legit, but if you want to be considered, give us a legit sideline report. Make it up to a minute. In my eyes, I can tell whether or not in 15 to 30, 45 seconds, whether you're worth your salt. We're going to sit down here. Our team of Emmy Award-winning producers is going to sit down. We're going to look at every one of these entrants, and we expect to get a lot of them. And they can be from anywhere, coast to coast, Maine to California, Kansas City. It doesn't make a difference. We're looking for somebody who's a Chiefs fan, who wants an opportunity to be on the sidelines. And honestly, I'm telling you out there, in front of 160 plus million people, that's a fact.
That's right. It's going to be the Green Bay game, so you're going to be the sideline report for the second half of a game that is going to be aired live on NFL Network.
No one else is doing this. This is going to be pretty ridiculous.
You're on NFL Network. You're live on a national.
That's
simulcast.
It. And also in our footprint, because that will that you right. said it right, the simulcast. So the goal is to get folks the rules will all be there starting on Monday. So if you have a friend or a relative, or if you go to KUMU, UMKC, I don't care where you go. If you are studying journalism and you want an opportunity to be on television, I'm going to give you that opportunity. And I'm going to give you that opportunity in a massive, massive way. And our goal is to potentially find somebody who could be a part of our crew in the future. The goal is to really find somebody who's spectacular, who wants to do this, and we are going to have some unbelievable entrants. There's going to be some great entrants. I'm going to tell you, there's going to be some funny entrants too.
And we're probably going to
one only needs
some fun with those.
Maybe. Oh, absolutely!
I mean, you have
absolutely.
Fun with me when I screw up,
we're going to have a blooper reel. You only have to be a fan of American Idol to know that there's tremendous talent out there, and then there are some folks out there that potentially might want to think about another position. But we can't wait. And so check it out. It's Rock the Mic. It's on kcchiefs50.com. We're looking for some great entrants. It's really going to – if you go now, it won't be there. Again, Monday it begins. And, I can imagine you might be getting some emails or tweets and things. But we'll tweet all this out. We'll make a big deal of this, and this will also – excuse me, be on the site for everyone to see.
Yeah, it's on the site beginning on Monday. We wanted to talk about on Chiefs Live, and for those of you that come to kcchiefs.com religiously to give you time, go ahead and get it done this weekend before camp starts. We're going to be flooded with these things, and once training camp starts, our lives get way busier. So get it in early, get it in at the start. Use this time as a head start. Get your video perfect and send it to us when things open up on Monday and next week, and you have a month-long time to submit it. But I would encourage you to get it in early because things
agree.
Are less hectic, and you probably have a better shot if you get it in early.
I couldn't agree more, and I also think the biggest question people are going to ask, and to say, hey, Josh, what should I report on? Report on anything. Report on Jamal, Barry, and Moyaki, coming back. Report on the free agents that we picked up. Report on the weather. We're not worried about the content. What we really want to see is how you look on camera, how you feel on camera. Is it your friend? Can you interact with that audience? That's really what we're looking for.
Yeah, and also test your Chiefs knowledge a bit. That's why demo reel of other things. We want it Chiefs related.
Right.
So you've seen football games. You've seen sideline reports. Yeah, give us a fake injury update. Give us a fake weather report or something that just happened. That way we know you're a Chiefs fan. We know you're Chiefs specific, and you can get on here.
Think Michelle Tafoya or the Goose. You can go either way. A lot of wiggle room there. A lot of wiggle room. So give us your best shot.
KCChiefs50.com. That's just another one of the things we're doing for our 50 years in Kansas City celebration. We will be rolling out all sorts of things throughout the 2012 football season. We already have, from the free jerseys to the sideline opportunity. There's tons of things that I'm not even discussing. It's going to be a great season in Kansas City. And we want to thank everybody for their entries in advance.
Absolutely.
They're going to be a lot of fun to watch on both ends, the talent and the
I can't wait. It's going to be great stuff. We're working until 11, 12 at night, and all the producers that you don't see behind this camera, they're going to be looking at all this stuff. It's going to be great.
Yeah, I'm sure I'll see plenty of you that submitted training camp. But come on and start bribing us when you see us at camp. Maybe that'll help your cause as well. Thanks for joining us on Chiefs Live, everybody. And we'll be back next week with our training camp preview. And then it's on to St. Joseph, Missouri. It's about to get real for the 2012 Kansas City Chiefs. We'll see you next time.